The following interview took place on March 9th, 2015, and is a copyrighted production of the Coloradio Communications Group. Green power, anytime, anywhere. Your moment in tech is next. Emergency preparedness is all on our minds. It's just a weather thing. And to have reliable backup power, a source of power, is always good to have. Mr. Ken Torino, who's the president and founder of KTOR, that's k-tor.com, has developed a good product. It's a 10-watt portable power generator called the Pocket Socket. Ken, tell us about it.
The way we came about this is I did a lot of hiking and a lot of camping, and I got stuck with a dead cell phone battery one time too many, and as an electrical engineer, of course, I had the, hey, you should be able to do this. So we developed one, and obviously we had two big criteria in our mind. One, that it could bring the cell phone back from the dead, and two, that you could charge your cell phone basically forever by hand with this thing.
This is a generator that generates
120 volts, 10 watts. What we decided to do is put on the same outlet that you have in your home. And the reason being is we were looking for what I would call the universal interface. And of course, there's all kinds of electrical interfaces. The most common and the most enduring going backwards and forwards is that two-bladed outlet in your house. So that's what we decided to use so that it works with a very, very wide range of devices, not just cell phones, but pretty much anything that you're going to be recharging from a wall outlet.
This is not a toy. This is an actual hand crank generator generating lots of power to a lot of devices. Name some of the devices.
The most common is a cell phone, but for example, if you have a digital camera and you want to recharge that, we have people going on safaris and using those things. If you got an MP3 player, if you got a DVD player, if you got a UV water purifier, really, you know, as many devices as you would plug in at home and recharge, pretty much is going to work with anything from a USB. It's pretty wide range.
On your website of k-tor.com, you have a very impressive video of a comparison of charging up an iPad. Or was that an iPhone?
Yeah, it was an iPhone. The reason we made that video was that the question we get asked the most is, at what rate does our device charge up a cell phone? And the answer is it charges exactly the same as plugging in a wall outlet. We also made that video for a couple reasons. To us, it's really important that, you know, in case of an emergency, of course, would be your cell phone's dead and you need to make a call, that you can bring a cell phone back from the dead. So in that video, we do a couple of things. We demonstrate bringing an iPhone back from the dead, and it took 3 minutes and 20 seconds. And then we do kind of a techie thing. We hook up some meters to show that, yes, it does charge at the same rate as plugging in a wall outlet. And then the last thing we did is we tried to do the same thing with the most popular combination radio, flashlight, and the claim cell phone charger on the market to show that, you know, it's probably fine for a radio or a flashlight if you believe it's good enough for those purposes. But, you know, you really shouldn't assume you're going to be able to charge a cell phone with those devices.
For more information, where should we go?
The best place to go would be our website, k-tor.com. There's a wealth of information there, or you can email us at info@k-tor.com.
We've been speaking with Mr. Ken Torino, who's the president and founder of KTOR, talking about the Pocket Socket, an alternative energy generator. For your moment in tech, this is Jay Melnick.